It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones.
We are at Skunk Canyon, and we're looking for the first signs of spring. And the first thing I saw was a robin at the top of the tree.
I see about six robins there. There's a whole flock of them.
Oh, and look over here in this other tree. One, two, three, four, five, six. I think there are about eight or nine. They're all over the place. So. And, of course, robins aren't really signs of spring because they're around here all year long. But when you see a robin pulling worms out of the ground, that is a sign of spring.
Skunk Canyon is one of the prettiest canyons in the Boulder Mountain Park, and also it's one of the places where we hear some of the first singing birds and see some of the first wildflowers.
Yeah.
It's kind of a foggy morning this morning, so the wildflowers may be elusive, but we'll find something for sure, and we thought we'd celebrate spring. We're about a quarter mile up Skunk Canyon to where the trail narrows and crosses a little bridge.
The creeks have been running really well this year because of all the snow. The water is making all sorts of little tiny waterfalls, and there are bubbles that are falling apart and coalescing again.
It's a thicket here with lots of shrubbery, and it's just alive with birdsong this morning. Courting chickadees here, right in front of us on the right of the trail. But let's get up closer to them. So this pair, they're in the shrubbery here, which hasn't yet leafed out, but they're sort of staking out their nesting territory. It's got its fresh spring feathers. The black on top of his head is almost puffed up. Their song is a two-note, sort of a dee-dee. That's a call to its mate, chee-chee-chee-chee-chee. And they'll probably find a nesting hole. The hole's going to have to be in a tree, though, so it's going to be a woodpecker hole, either a ponderosa pine or another tree here. And they'll probably lay their eggs by the end of April.
That's a collared dove, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that courtship duet. I love Eurasian collared doves. Let's just listen for a minute. You notice one is lower pitched and the other is higher pitched. So it's a courtship duet. Good sign of spring. I love Eurasian collared doves. You know, they're native to India, the Indian subcontinent. They were kept as cage birds, and they made it all the way to Florida, and then they just flew across America to Alaska. So, but they're beautiful birds.
I think their song gets a little monotonous, though. I mean, that was pretty because it was a duet, but normally it just goes on and on.
They seem to coexist with mourning doves, but there haven't been that many studies because they've only been here for about 15 years.
I just saw I can't tell. One thing, when it's foggy, it's sometimes hard to see things. I think I just saw a towhee flying in. Towhee is about the size of a robin, and it quite often flicks up its tail, so it's a perky-looking bird.
That's the towhee. Two or three single notes followed by a trill. It's an inverted Beethoven's. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. So that's an easy way to remember it. But the trouble is sometimes it has one introductory note, sometimes two, and sometimes three, and then it has a long trill. But here's the towhee right here. You can see that beautiful rufous breast and the white spots on it, black back, and it's scruffing around in the ground here. They look like seed eaters, but this time of year they're mostly feeding on probably invertebrates. Grasshoppers, it could be worms, it could be any kind of insect. So they're going to nest in the shrubbery, build their nest very low to the ground.
Somehow, at this time of year, it just seems to me that every day when I go out there is a new sign of spring.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.